This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. MashaAllah, I love the hyped up motivational talk, especially at the end. We actually were going to do something similar. I won't do that just so everybody's not exhausted. However, I do want to begin by sharing with you a story about somebody here in the United States whose struggle really left an impact on his community and on the people who heard firsthand what he went through. This brother, we'll call him Abu Aya. 2 years into his marriage, he receives a call and he finds out his wife passed away in a car accident. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on her. Say ameen. She left behind her husband and their two-year-old daughter, Aya. He became so depressed, so devastated, could not handle this hardship, this struggle, and there's no doubt it was painful, that he began to question his faith. He began to question the mercy of the Creator. Why is there suffering in this world? The so-called problem of suffering. That for us as Muslims is not a problem of suffering, but the question of suffering that has answers. He became so depressed, he completely stopped praying. And eventually, as he was going through this spiral of emotions, he disconnected and disengaged from the community, from his friends, and even from his workplace. When he would look at his two-year-old daughter, Aya, he would start to cry thinking of his wife. So due to his emotion and due to the clouding of his judgment, he decided that his daughter was not allowing him to move forward, not allowing him to heal. So he called his sister living in the West Coast and he told her, I need you to raise my daughter. His sister did. Within the span of a couple of months, this brother Abu Aya, as he lost his wife very quickly, so too did his daughter Aya leave his life. Now I want to pause here with this story. Because we look at the things that we go through, and you will always go through struggles in life. There is no such thing as a life of paradise in this world. Your paradise in this world is when your heart is connected to true tranquility. Because you know people and I know people and we read about people and we hear about the gossip of people who have billions or millions of dollars and they're not happy. Your material wealth does not dictate or reflect how happy you really are. Yes, it helps, no doubt. Of course, you'd love to go jet skiing every day. I'd love to have a private plane, a river of chocolate. That'd be great. But this life will have its struggles. And if you do not allow yourself to accept that this life has struggles, then it's going to continuously disappoint you. If you want this life to be your Jannah, you want a perfect spouse, a perfect house, perfect car, perfect wealth and health and so on and so forth. What your heart is really telling you is, I want Jannah. I want a life of peace, tranquility, no hardships, no struggles. And then someone says, but I cannot. I'm not able to change. I'm going through this and that, or I'm already developed in my personality, or I'm too old and it's too late. The reality is, if you change everything in your life that is external, and you refuse to change internally, you refuse to grow internally, you will continue to experience the same experiences and they will continue to perpetuate themselves again and again and again because you're focused on changing the wrong thing. When you change internally, when you change your mind and the state of your thinking, you start to grasp and elucidate and exemplify one of the most powerful forces in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave all of us many different blessings and strengths and weaknesses and circumstances. And there are no two people in this room, the person next to you and even your own family, who are going through the same identical struggles and same thoughts and feelings and emotions at every moment of your life. Everyone is going through their battles. The question is, how will you deal with your battles? How will you deal with climbing uphill? How will you deal with changing your mind? Because a changed mind is one of the most powerful things you can possess. A lot of people go through life never really knowing who they are, never experiencing their potential, their talent, or knowing the legacies that they could leave behind. A lot of people in life look at famous people or look at speakers for a glimpse, or on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat, and you see highlights of people's lives when they're going through moments of goodness. And you see clips and snippets and glimpses. And you might think to yourself, when you see someone accomplish something great, that this person has done this very quickly and easily. The reality is, you and I give people credit for the public things that they do that they've worked hard on for years in private. But if you live your life always trying to be validated by others, and all you really want is for people to accept you, for you to be cool, for you to be accepted, it's going to be difficult to truly know who you are. It's going to be difficult to unlock more of who you are. Why, instead of trying to be validated by others, why don't you unlock and unleash your potential on the world and inspire others in the process? We have so many amazing things we can do, everybody in this room. And the worst thing you can do is to think to yourself that you can't, and that you are unable to, or you have no value. To put yourself down is the worst type of criticism you can give to anyone in this world. And the reality is, at times, we are our greatest own critics. When we talk about practical change, and progress, and challenging ourselves, what are some things you and I can do realistically so that we make progress with this subject of mind over matter? An axiom and a principle, by the way, that's used in many different areas of life, many different philosophies as well, and even within the field of medicine. Mind over matter, what is a practical starting point? Number one, if you want change, realistic change, you have to learn to practice and live by optimism. You cannot get through this life happily and positively, unleashing and unlocking more of your true self, if you're not optimistic. Wallahi, one of the most amazing things in this world is optimism. And pessimism spreads. It's contagious. We don't like to be around people who are pessimistic. At least I don't. We don't like the energy and the vibe that they give. You love people who are optimistic for a reason. But one of the things that comes up when we talk about optimism, and I will ask this question, I want everybody to participate, even if you don't think you know the answer, just guess. Sometimes we hear the argument and the question, are Muslims realists or are Muslims optimists? How many people here think Muslims should be realists? Like two people? Okay, how many people think Muslims should be optimists? Okay, so the reality is, because some of the people who raise their hands for optimism, and some of those who raise their hands for realism, sometimes a cynical or skeptical person will say, but we have to be grounded in reality. And that's true. That's very true. As Muslims, we are realistic optimists. So you're all right. Alhamdulillah. We are realistic optimists. Why? Stay grounded in reality. Look around at what you have and the abilities that you have and the capacity for growth. But never, ever, ever lose your optimism. Never lose sight of the positive side of things. An Oxford study about 10 years ago with high school and college students, they conducted this study and they concluded that the students who were going through hardship and always looking at the positive side of things were less prone to severe depression and more likely not just to be happy but to be successful in different areas of life. Do you know that there are studies, countless studies, showing that optimism is not just something for you to be happy about, but it's healthy for you. It allows you to last. In fact, a Harvard study that just concluded less than 5 years ago with 70,000 participants, they were all women in this study, 70,000 participants, they found there's no doubt whatsoever that people who are constantly pessimistic had a much likelier chance of dying quickly. Why? Because stress and pessimism affects your body. It is not just an abstract concept. It affects your heart, and it affects your body, and affects your mind. Think positive, be positive, and always reflect on the fact that التفاؤل من الإيمان. Optimism is a part of faith. How do you and I practice optimism in a realistic way? Number one, believe in yourself. If you do not believe in yourself, you will find that you are your greatest obstacle. Believe in yourself. And this is something that is easier said than done for some people. But you must learn to accept who you are and then make progress. Number two, stop comparing yourself to other people in a competitive way. We all should be happy at the success of each and every person here. We all should celebrate the achievements of everyone here, the legacies of everyone here. And we work together in that regards. We have no problem with others succeeding. It does not mean you have to look down at yourself or feel like you're missing something. In fact, you can be inspired by others, but don't put yourself down because of that. Number three, when you're faced with a challenge, stop assuming the worst possible outcome. Always assume a positive outcome. Always assume a positive result. This is part of good assumptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number four, if you want to be optimistic, reflect on Jannah. Reflect on your goal. If it's Jannah that you want, then read about Jannah. Listen to lectures about Jannah. Keep reflecting on where you're headed. This is your destination, is it not? When you get in the car and you put your destination in your GPS, do you find yourself going 200 miles west of your destination for no reason whatsoever? No, if you get off track, your GPS is gonna bring you back on track, and that annoying voice will continue to say, turn right here, rerouting here, rerouting here. If it's Jannah that you want, then do not lose focus of your destination. Keep your eyes on the prize. I wanna ask a quick question. I wanna hear random answers. What are some things you're looking forward to in Jannah? Anyone? Shout it out. Anyone? Hanging out with Umar ibn Khattab, interesting, mashallah. Anyone else? Mashallah, jazakallah khairan. What else? What? Oh, peas. Yes, absolutely. I thought you meant the vegetable, peas. Yes. Meeting? Mashallah, meeting family members who have passed away. May Allah grant all of us and our family the highest levels of Jannah. What else? Not being in Jahannam, that's great. Mashallah, I agree, yes. MashaAllah, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what else? Anyone? Happiness. Nice, MashaAllah, yes. Food, everybody likes food. MashaAllah, food doesn't run out in Jannah, so don't worry about the food, right? We have long lines in other places. Why do I ask you this question? Abu Aya, the guy who lost his daughter, who gave up his daughter thinking she was a source of pain for him. He went through severe depression for several months. And one day he said he started contemplating suicide. And it got worse and worse, especially since he was so disconnected from everyone and everything. He said, I had no link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I felt there was nothing left in this life. So what did he do? He said, as I was contemplating suicide in a very serious way, I started going through the text messages from my wife before she passed away. And as he was going through the text messages from his wife, he scrolled back several months and months and months. He found an exchange of conversation with his wife in which he had done some favor for her. So she said, I don't know what I'd do without you. I think I would die of depression. And he responded and he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. She said something along the lines of, I think what would be even more depressing on a serious note is that if one of us made it to Jannah and the other did not. And he started crying. And he had responded to her at that time, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us and our offspring in the highest levels of Jannah. But as he's reading it in the present, realizing what he just did, realizing how devastated he was, how he had given up all sources of healing for his heart, knowing that there was a chance that he was choosing not to be with his family in Jannah, knowing that his actions do have consequences, he started crying. He fell onto the ground crying. He found himself making dua while crying. And eventually he cleaned himself up and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. He said that salah was the salah that changed his life. Keep your sight on Jannah. Don't lose focus of where you're headed. No matter how difficult things become, you have a greater goal. You have a greater objective. This life is a blessing, and a massive blessing at that, when you have the guidance of Islam as a stepping stone to success in both worlds. Whereas many people are losing out. Many people don't know, many people are unaware. And it's our job not just to be optimistic, not just to grow, not just to unleash our potential on this world, but to help others as well. Optimism is power, optimism is light. The brother called his wife and he told her, I'm gonna pick up my daughter Aya. Now he's around his community in the Midwest. Now he travels around the community in the Midwest and he helps others who are struggling. He helps those who are suffering. And the reality is each and every one of us have different struggles, but we must build each other. We must provide that optimism to people who don't have it. We do need to be optimistic, and it is a part of growth. Number two, relentlessness. You want success, you have to be relentless. Meaning what? Practice. practice never giving up when you fail. When you fall short, get up and try again. There are so many examples in every one of our lives of a moment in which you could have given up and said, you know what, it's not going to work. And you tried again, and you said, it's not going to work. And you tried again, and then it worked. Don't give up, and don't get in the habit of giving up. If you want success, and you want change, and you want growth, and you want a legacy, you have to be defiant, you have to be relentless. You have to challenge yourself. You have to step up your game internally. Because every single person in this room has untold and unfolded legacies that are yet to come. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us amongst those who leave behind powerful legacies for this world. Be relentless and do not give up. Number three and finally, always keep your trust in Allah. You and I should be saying every day and every morning and every evening, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. When we say حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, very quickly, what is this that we're supposed to reflect on? Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is sufficient for us. And He is the best disposer of affairs. He will take care of you in ways other people will not. He will manage your affairs when you struggle. He will manage your affairs when you go through pain. He will help you reach a moment of tranquility and light and understanding and wisdom. But we must never ever let go of that trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how busy our lives become, no matter how painful our lives become, we continue to commit and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He is the one whose blessings upon us are innumerable. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are constantly moving forward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are constantly optimistic, always looking at the positive side of things. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He gathered us in this beautiful gathering, to reunite all of us and our loved ones and our offspring and our parents and our friends and our neighbors in the highest levels of Jannah. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.